Heidi, Xavier and Ryan catch-up. It's for visit rockingham.com.au.
The Heidi, Xavier and Ryan catch-up on Hit 92.9 with Heidi Anderson, Xavier Ellis and Ryan John.
On today's episode, you're about to hear, I feel like we stumbled upon a bit of a legend in our mate Carl. Now, we were kind of having a bit of fun talking about the billboards and we didn't expect to kind of be punched in the heart. Is that fair to say?
Exactly.
Is that overstating it?
Punched in the heart by Carl. Yeah. He's got an incredible story. He's been homeless for the last couple of years, battled the black dog.
The booze.
The booze. And he's looking for something that will help him live.
Just a roof. A cheap old caravan he's chasing down.
Yeah.
Hopefully we find him that, which we've got some very good inroads happening there, old Ando.
Yeah, so make sure you keep listening. We also had a segment called Ask Us Anything, which you can ask one of us three any question. This week it was me. And let's just say things got interesting when people asked about how much money I made.
Yep, very interesting.
And the most important thing happening in Perth at the moment by a million miles is the...
Oh, you can't. You forgot certain things.
Did you get that, though?
The alleged criminal involved in allegedly some alleged crime that may or may not have happened.
And you'll see it on all the papers and everything here. It is obviously the Claremont.
Person of interest.
We've got a lot of guidelines. Anyway, enjoy the show. Bye.
Just ask him. Sorry.
Ask us anything.
Yeah, but your chance to ask us anything. This week, the wheel landed on Heidi. So 131060, if you've got a question for her. Our favourite questions. We'll get tickets to Wine Machine at Oakover Grounds in the Swan Valley. It's March 30. Ticks available at wine-machine.com. The presets are performing there and lots of other great artists as well.
Ooh.
So 131060. Zave, do you feel like Heidi's just getting a bit nervous while she's trying
to
play it cool?
No, she's playing it so cool over there.
I do get nervous because I think, oh, God, should I lie?
You got your arm sitting up on the rocking chair. You are just chilled out. Must be that supermoon.
Yeah, must be a supermoon. All right, let's go to, is it Keely? Good morning.
Hello.
Hey, Keely.
Got a question for Heidi.
Hello. Heidi, what was the last lie you told?
The last lie?
Was it not being nervous about this segment?
No, I said I was nervous. I did say.
I'm nervous. Well.
What was the last lie? I'm just trying to think.
You did say you liked us earlier.
Yep.
Well, I have days where I don't. But then I feel like we're all like that.
No, I'm not like that.
I'm just trying to think. Like a little white lie or something.
A good fib.
A good fib. Probably like the last time I was drunk, told like a story and probably it was someone else's story. I don't know, but like that was last year, I'd say.
What was the story about?
Or like sometimes I'll lie. Oh, I can't remember. That's what I'm saying. Like I'm sure I've done it before.
Come on,
you lied on a billboard. You stole someone's quote this morning.
Oh, yeah. I stole someone's quote this morning on a billboard. I probably lie to my husband sometimes.
Yeah. Spending.
No, not spending. More just like how I'm really feeling. Like if I'm raging inside. But I'm like, let's talk this through like adults. But I really want to kill you. But so nothing juicy.
I mean, wanting to kill your husband would be juicy in some people's minds, but don't let me tell you how to do your segment. Hey, Hannah, good morning.
Yeah, that's a hard one. Hey, Hannah.
Morning. Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up, sister? You got a question for me?
Yeah, well, we're talking about how much people are getting paid last time. So, Heidi, how much do you get
this
paid?
This is actually the one that I was nervous about. Because I don't know whether to lie or tell the truth, because I don't really like people knowing how much I make.
Well,
true.
According to
I'm about to lie.
How about put it this way, maybe word it carefully. Like I don't know, you get paid a generous amount.
I do. I get paid really well.
That's a cop out.
I do get paid really well, and I know that, and I've worked really hard. Let's just say I get paid a truckload more than I did in Bunbury.
Oh, get off the fence, mate. Is that satisfying answer?
I just don't. I find it really like, and no offense to you, Hannah, I actually find it to be a really inappropriate question.
I asked my dad that one day, and he gave me a clip and said, "Never, ever, ever."
Yes,
and I got a clip.
I'm the same. My friends don't even know how much I make. The only people who know how much I make is my husband and my mum and dad, and then the people here that negotiate my contract.
M wouldn't even know what I made.
Yeah.
Is it more than? Do you get more than Griffo?
Yes.
You're the breadwinner.
Yeah.
I am the breadwinner.
Wow, look out. Girl power.
Do I get paid more than Ryan? Yes.
Oh! Make the move. Hit 92.9. Heidi, Xavier and Ryan.
Bianca Del Rio is an American drag queen, comedian, actor, and costume designer.
You know, how do you get to this point? How do you look this glamorous every day? I mean, what's your beauty regimen? And I go, you know, well, the interesting thing is that I wake up like this, usually after I pass out like this from the night before. So it's a theme that I have going on.
Involved in the theatrical productions of Grease and Rent, Bianca Del Rio also won the 6th season of RuPaul's Drag Race. Please welcome Bianca Del Rio.
Hello, Bianca.
Hello.
Oh,
how are you guys?
We're doing fabulous. I'm so delighted to speak to you because I am a big fan of the Drag Race show. Oh.
Well, I did do my research and I found out that there's a lot going on with the three of you there. That one of you, that the girlfriend said, bye, I'm leaving you. The other one gained 30 kilos and you can't pronounce RuPaul.
I can't. That's why I said Drag Race. Did you hear that?
I saw that. What's the deal? You can't pronounce it?
I always go RuPaul.
RuPaul. Yeah, well, yeah, that's pretty close.
And Ryan's girlfriend has left him and gone on the other side of the country.
She's moved to the other side of the country. We're still, in theory, together, though. So,
but I don't know if you've put on 30 kilos, Zaves.
No, I would have put on 30 kilos.
That's
the beginning of the plan. She's only deciding to leave you early. She's making it very subtle. Do you understand?
I'll
just move across the country. Yeah. And then you're going, sure, we're still together. She's getting you.
Well, Bianca, I hear that you give lots of love advice.
Yeah.
And considering that I only get to see my partner maybe once a month or so, is there something I can do to maybe hopefully retain her as my partner before she leaves as you think she might?
Well, no, I think it's important just to be honest. I mean, I spend my life in a wig, but I think it's important to be honest with other people because I can't imagine. How long have you been together?
About 4 or 5 years.
See, that's long. You don't even get that for murder in America.
Yeah.
How do you not wake up each day and just want to kill each other? I can't imagine. I like no one. I like my money too much to be in a relationship.
So you don't like anyone?
No, I don't like people. No. And I definitely don't like children.
Do they get scared, like, when they see you in costume?
No, I think because I've been a clown for so many years and done enough birthday parties, I'm not interested in the children anymore.
Bianca, when did you decide that you wanted to be a drag queen? So you have been a clown before that, but when did you decide that you wanted to be a drag queen? Like, were you dressing up one day? Like, how did it all come about?
I think it was just a slow evolution. I think that once you're a gay man who's an out-of-work actor, you'll do anything to be for a gig. But I've been doing it now for 23 years, which is insane.
Yeah.
To think about. Mm. Yeah, it's kind of wild. But, things came later in life that really kind of switched things over. And by doing Drag Race, it definitely shifted my lifestyle and getting to travel the world and spread my hate to the masses and to talk to people like you.
Well, Bianca, you have been traveling all around the world. You are coming to Perth. Is there a moment for you in through all your travels and performances that there's a standout heckle or that you've had?
Well, you know, I used to have them quite often. Obviously, before Drag Race, it was a daily occurrence because I used to work in clubs in New York City and in New Orleans where you're there on a Monday night at 1 a.m. in a wig and no one cares at all. So things have kind of shifted now where people aren't as loud. They are on social media because I'm sure you experience it as well. Social media, there's some really, potent little bitches out there who feel the need. I call them the social media warriors. But it doesn't happen in person because a lot of people are just too scared now.
Now, before we wrap things up, there's a very important lesson to be learned from your show. Sometimes we just need to lighten the F up.
Yes.
Why? Why do you think that?
Well, I mean, look where I'm coming from. I'm in America. We've got a serious set of problems right now politically and the fact that our country is a hot mess. But I think it's important to laugh. I think, as I was saying before, just touching on social media, it's fascinating that people love to tell you what you can and can't say. And honestly, you can say whatever the hell you want. You don't have to like it, and I don't have to hear about it, but you can change the channel. You cannot buy a ticket. You cannot participate in anything. I'm not asking you to like me. I mean, I'm already a bitter old man of 43 years old. I could give a shit if you like me. But it is fascinating to see how people respond, and I think it's important to laugh. I laugh at myself. I'm the biggest joke there is, So it's important to have a sense of humor about things, and at least, if anything, if your life is hectic, take an hour and a half and sit with me and we're going to cackle about anything and everything. I think it's important to do that.
Well, if you can leave us with one thing, Bianca, to lighten the F up about, what would it be?
Oh, my God, politics. Or, you know what, the one thing people need to learn about is not necessarily politics. Politics is too serious, but people need to realize that no one needs to see pictures of their food on the internet. Yes. I don't see what your pizza looks like. We know what effing pizza looks like. Don't post it. Yummy lunch. What am I going to eat? No one cares. No one cares. So I think people need to lighten up with that. We all know what a menu looks like. We don't need to see it on social media.
True. I love you.
We don't need to see it.
Good luck with that wall too, Bianca.
Yeah. Bianca Del Rio's tour. It is The Jester Joke. It comes to Perth. It's on February 23. Make sure you grab your tickets. Bianca, we've loved chatting to you this morning. Thanks so much for being on the show.
Thank you. Good luck with the girlfriend. Good luck with the weight. And good luck with RuPaul.
Yeah. RuPaul. Thanks, Bianca. Bye.
Make the move. Hit 92.9. Heidi, Xavier and Ryan.
We have digital billboards and we can put any message you want on it right now. We've learned that it's pretty much instant, so let's get them up there.
I mean, we do have something big happening this week with the billboard. Someone will propose.
Who again? Have we got the names?
Oh, no, we're not saying their name.
I'm tricking Ando. I tried to tow you into that one. Well done.
Oh, what a trickster. A little prank.
Well done, Ando.
We want to get, so it's on a digital board, like Rye was saying, and it rotates every 15 minutes.
And we can change it, can't we?
And we can change it from here. So, which means we can do stuff all morning, like as many shout outs as we want. Well, I told you the other day.
I can't remember.
I tell everyone to meditate. Maybe I'm going to get them to
that's
do that.
Right.
The meditate one. Yeah, we'll get that on there for starters. Why not?
Yeah.
We had a birthday message for young Tanner yesterday, who was celebrating his 8th birthday.
Yeah.
And do you feel like he'll remember that for the rest of his life, right?
That's pretty cool. Zaves goes, oh, whatever, mate.
No, of course he will.
You don't think for an 8-year-old he's going to remember that for a while?
For a long time. But, I mean, the worst thing for an 8-year-old now, he wakes up this morning going, I've got to wait another year for another birthday. I used to do that all the time. I used to have birthday blues.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Big time.
Birthday blues are real.
Big
even
time.
When you're 34.
No. I'd get away from my birthday. It's actually next week. There you go.
Oh, God. Better get you a present.
So you're saying it's not a big deal, but last year you made us create that whole party for you.
And
30th.
And it went for a week.
Yeah, and I was disappointed it didn't go for the month, to be honest. God asked us.
All right, well, 131060 is our phone number. We've had anniversaries. We've had people who, we'd love a bad one, as in people who want to quit their job or tell someone where to go. But
or even just, I don't want to come into work today. You know
great.
What I mean?
Yeah.
So it can be anything. We are starting the shout out at 6 o'clock this morning. It's 6:05. What do you want to put on the billboard?
Make the move. Hit 92.9. Heidi, Xavier and Ryan.
What would you like on the billboard? Let's go to Erin. Good morning.
Morning.
Hey, Erin.
What would you like on there?
I'd love a note for my son.
What would you say to your son?
Probably just, Mum and Dad love you. We're going up to the zoo today, so I'd love to go past it.
Oh Joy, really what nice. Time are you going to the zoo?
We're leaving about, I think, 45 minutes or so now.
Ooh, how old's your son, Erin?
He's only 1.5.
Okay, so reading.
So he'll probably be able to read that.
Yeah,
he's pretty advanced, Erin.
We're just being silly, Erin.
We'll organise that. That sounds great. And when you said note for the sun, I thought you were going to say, pick your clothes up off the floor.
Yeah.
Have you done your homework, Justin?
Well, that's cool. So the producers will chat to you, Erin, and we'll get that one up.
Let's go to Bindoon Kylie. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you? I'd like to have a shout out to my son on congratulations to him and his partner on their safe arrival of Isabella Jane.
Oh, beautiful.
Let's get that up as well. I love birth.
Is that your first grandchild or you got a few there, Kylie?
It's only my third, but very exciting.
Very exciting. Have you been in for a visit yet?
Yes, I was first there.
Oh, well done. Of course you
and
were.
Healthy, happy delivery.
She's actually had a really awesome delivery, but the bubby's in intensive care at the moment. She's got a few complications, but okay.
We'll bang that up.
We'll bang that up and we'll send lots of love and positive vibes your way this morning, Kylie.
Awesome. Cheers, guys.
Legend.
Have a great day.
Great, mate. No worries. Good on you, Kylie. Let's go to Casey. What would you like on there, Casey?
Hey, guys. I would love you to help me find a job, please.
Oh Casey, we can do that.
What's happened,
can
Case?
You?
How long have you been unemployed for?
I wouldn't call it unemployed. That's a yucky word.
She's between jobs.
That's better. Yeah. For 6 months.
Okay.
So, I'm amazing. Seriously.
What sort of industry are we chasing, Case?
every industry. I'm like a jack of all trades, master of none.
Yeah. Sounds like me.
So, is that what you'd want the sign to say? Casey is looking for a job. Jack of all trades, master of none. Call this number.
Go on.
Yep.
Go okay. On. Anything to do with people. I love people. My last job, I was customer relations manager in the beauty industry. I've worked with Channel 7. I've worked with Telethon. I organise events. I'm doing my diploma in social media marketing.
So why is it so hard to get a job at the moment, Case?
Do you want to know why?
Yeah.
Because on a piece of paper, I just look like a bunch of words. I need to actually send a 60-second video of myself for a CV because I am awesome.
Oh, well, I love your positivity. All right, let's get Casey
a job.
Maybe that'll
actually be a way of the future, like video resumes. Like how long resume is going to be around.
Well, I always sent a video with my stuff or like something cool that stood out.
Oh, that's a PR degree paying for itself right there. let's finish up. Yeah, good luck, Casey. We will get that on there. Carl, let's finish with you. What would you like on there, mate?
If anyone's got a free or a cheap caravan, because I was homeless for a while living in the car and I've gone up in the world since. I'm in a rooftop tent now.
Oh. What, Carl? Are you serious? Where are you living in your tent?
I'm on a campsite at the moment on Coogee, but I sort of live a week on a campsite and a week just camping in the bush.
Okay. Like, are you going well? Like, how's things?
Going okay, yeah. I mean, to be honest, I've struggled with the black dog for quite a while, you know, since my mum passed away. But no, yeah. I think things are looking really good.
Well, let's try and get you a caravan as well. Let's put a shout out to Carl. See if we can get him a cheap caravan or a free one.
We might put in the. Do you mind if we put on the billboard, Carl? Something like, Carl's homeless. Anyone got a caravan available?
That'll be good, mate. Put a sign on the front of the caravan. If the caravans are rocking, don't come a knocking.
you're going to be thunder yourself.
You're a legend, Carl. All right. Well, they're going to be playing all morning. So on our shout-out board, which is down on the Kwinana, if you see any of these this morning, please call us on 131060.
Yeah, absolutely. We'd love, because we want to hear the fruits of our labour.
Yeah, we want to see that it actually works.
Are we picking which one goes up first?
I think we just go chuck them all in and they rotate throughout the morning.
Rotating billboards, they must make a lot of money.
Yeah, absolutely. So watch this space. And like we said, if you see one 131060, we'd love to hear that they're actually working. that would be fantastic.
Make the move. Hit 92.9. Heidi, Xavier and Ryan.
Sarah Spears, Jane Rimmer and Kira Glennon disappeared from the streets of Claremont more than two decades ago.
January 1996 and March 1997. Bradley Robert Edwards was charged in 2016 with the murders of Jane Rimmer and Kira Glennon. He's now being charged with willful murder over Ms. Spears' disappearance.
The judge ruled Bradley Robert Edwards will face a trial without a jury.
A three-day pre-trial hearing was today postponed. Bradley Robert Edwards injured in prison.
So that's what we're hearing this time yesterday, and it's going to be a fascinating case. Ali Farchik was on the line yesterday. She's back on this morning. Ali, what happened in court yesterday?
Yesterday was an absolutely huge day. So after waiting so many years for any scrap of information about this case that we could get, there was a huge dump of allegations all at once. Yeah. And it's really important to note that these are only allegations by the prosecution and no evidence has been put before the court yet, but we heard allegations that Mr. Edwards had evolved from a socially isolated teenager with a fetish for women's underwear to a prowler, a rapist, and eventually a triple murderer. There was talk of electronic devices filled with abduction pornography allegedly found in his home. Excuse me, there was discussion about a prowler in the Huntingdale area in 1988 who was spotted wearing kimonos and nightgowns within a 1 kilometre radius of his family home. And that person stole women's clothing and underwear and things like that. And then there was also talk of a man who was connected to Telstra driving around the Claremont area offering women lifts between 1995 and 1996. So they covered a lot of ground.
Wow. Ellie, can you paint the picture for us who aren't in the courtroom? What's it kind of like, the vibe and also, I guess, the body language and that kind of thing of him?
Well, Mr. Edwards doesn't give much away. He sits in the dock. He had a cotton bud in his ear today, obviously, from that injury. And, he's confirms his name and then he's pretty still and silent all day.
Ali, do you feel uncomfortable hearing the allegations in the courtroom? It must be very uneasy to hear.
It is uneasy. Particularly yesterday, there was really chilling details about the alleged murders of Jane Rimmer, Kira Glennon and Sarah Spears. That included allegations that Miss Glennon's injuries were consistent with her throat being cut, and allegations that she had Mr. Edwards' DNA under or around her fingernails. And there was also allegations that witnesses had really loud screams around the times that two of the women disappeared. So that kind of thing is still pretty upsetting to hear, and I can only imagine what it's like for the families of these girls as well.
Yeah, well, you mentioned the families. Are they there? Because I guess they, for decades, have probably just wanted some sort of closure or, you know, this story to end. So are they there watching or...?
Kira Glennon's mother and father have been in court for both of the adjournments, and they were there all day yesterday. There wasn't any sign of the families of the other women who have been at past hearings, but they haven't turned up to these ones.
And are they, like, in tears, or are they just sitting there quietly? Because, I mean, just to sit there would be so uncomfortable if you weren't related. Surely knowing them, it would just make you sort of shiver.
Yeah, I can't imagine what they're feeling on the inside, but they seem pretty stoic. They haven't ever commented or anything outside court, and, they don't tend to give much away either, but on the inside, I imagine they're going through a lot.
And yeah. Ellie, yesterday it was released and mentioned that he'd actually previously been involved with an incident with a lady and got some sort of punishment of 2 years suspended sentence. Is that right? What happened there?
Yeah, so this was one thing that wasn't an allegation, that's more a fact, because there's been a guilty plea. So Mr. Edwards attacked, or a prosecution, he attacked a woman at Hollywood Hospital in 1990, and he was there at the time working for Telstra. So he tried to drag a senior social worker into the bathroom, and he was arrested, charged and convicted of common assault. So the court was told he had cable ties in his pocket when he was spoken to by police, and he got 2 years probation for that crime, but he kept his job.
So why was that only released yesterday? Why wasn't that common knowledge that that actually had happened?
I can't tell you that. I guess, I mean, it's a common assault thing at the time, so that's not really a charge that tends to come out in the public. And then there's been so little information coming out about this, because obviously it's such a big case and no one wants to jeopardise the trial. So,
of course.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Ellie, before you go, why did it take so long for us to find this guy? Do we know? Like, have they spoke about that? I mean, because it was years and years and decades.
There is a lot of information coming about DNA links and things like kimonos being tested.
Yeah.
You can only assume that there's been advances in technology that have helped, but that should all come out in the trial.
Yeah, right. Okay, well, thank you so much for giving us that. I know you're spending every day in there as the crime reporter for the West, so thank you so much, Ellie, and we'll chat to you soon.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks,
thank you very much.
Make the move. Hit 92.9. Heidi, Xavier and Ryan.
I found a very interesting story about Pink.
Yes.
So she was on the Ellen DeGeneres show and they were going through, you know how Ellen has all these different segments?
Yeah.
And one of them was like burning questions and something came up. Have a listen to what went down.
What's the dumbest way you've hurt yourself?
Slashing tires.
How old were you?
It wasn't that long ago.
Whose tires were
you? Gary's.
It was Thanksgiving. The holidays are stressful.
Oh, my God.
How many tires did you slash?
I got clean through the first one. He has a raised F-250, and those tires are very thick. Thank you very much. And the second one, I lost a little steam. And I hit the metal part, and my hand just went straight down the knife.
Yeah.
Got 13 stitches.
Oh, my God.
Wow-wee.
Pink, pink, pink.
So she was raging.
Furious.
Crazy.
Furious. I was thinking about this, though. You guys have been in relationships. Have you had a moment where you or your partner has gone out to do something crazy like that?
I had someone break in once.
Yeah.
Because
your ex?
Someone being a partner of yours.
Yeah. When I was in Mildura.
Mildura.
A lot of meth in Mildura. I've got cousins there.
Well, we heard in the news that Western Australia is the meth capital of Australia.
You come up with the most random things to inject into a story.
This might be the reason why.
Right.
So potentially.
I said to this person, I was like, you know, I don't really have time for whatever this is. I'm not really home that much. And then at about 4 a.m. on the next Saturday night, they broke into the house And they're like, oh, you said you never home that much, but you're home now, aren't you? And I was like, oh, my God.
What
and
did then, you do?
I just sort of went, oh, okay, and then kind of walked out. And then I was chatting to one of, like, my roommate because I was a share house. And then I was like, can you just, like,
get rid of it.
Yeah, and Jake, shout out to Jake. What a legend. He just took care of business and got rid of it. Yeah.
Zaves?
Oh, now, this was, I think, a bit of bad luck, but we were having a Barney when I reckon I was 19 or 20 or something like that. And yeah. Outside the pub was the car.
Yeah.
And I hit the top of the car with it, like the palm, and it just shattered the windscreen. And my arm went in. And I was like, holy moly, I don't.
Did you hurt yourself?
Yeah, oh, God, yeah. And I had to drive it home. You had to drive it home. And like with a little, like through through the little fist part, like the palm hole.
So you were looking through the hole.
Holding at home, yeah. Obviously, that was 10 or 12 years ago. So
yes, a very long time ago.
Not legal now that you're allowed to drive without a windscreen.
Make the move. Hit 92.9. Heidi, Xavier and Ryan.
Hey, Hides, I just gave you a piece of paper. Yeah. There's a photo on it. That's a photo I posted online last night. Can you describe what's in the photo? In the sink.
Oh, right. Because I was going to say there's a guy in a striped shirt with ripped arms and big blow-dried hair.
Yeah, that's enough of me. Just straight to the bottom of the pic. Thanks, mate.
Right. So it looks like a dirty sink.
It's a real dirty sink.
Yeah, like all around. So it's a white sink all around the edges, real dirty.
Yep. So it's basically hair clippings. So someone's shaved their beard, I assume, in the sink at the gym.
We hope so.
I'd hope, yeah, we could have shaved anything. Who knows what he's been shaving there.
The old pubes once over.
Yeah. But, Zave, I didn't actually realise the guy shaved in like in public places.
I think the gym that you go to is a upper class sort of gym. And I think a lot of people would be there in the mornings or whatever to do their exercise and then put their suits on and go to work.
So they're so upper class, they expect someone else to
clean
it up.
Just saying that's why they'd shave there in the morning.
Yeah, well, I was A, surprised people would shave at the gym, but B, to leave the sink in a state like that, do you think that's gross, Hyde?
Yeah, my dad used to do it when we were little, growing up, and my mum used to yell at him all the time.
It's disgusting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Dave.
M does it.
She yells at you for leaving the sink like that.
Oh, yeah, she does that too.
Yeah. Yeah, so I was like really a bit freaked out by this yesterday. And then it reminded me, you know how there's been ongoing disputes and debate about the disabled toilet here at work?
Oh, don't get me started.
What's happened there?
Oh, there's always been brouhaha.
Someone who does their business in the toilet.
Yeah.
They don't know how to clean the bowl. The scrubber
that's next. This is a sore point for Heidi.
The scrubber that's next to it, they don't actually know to turn around and look at the toilet and go, oh, I dirtied the toilet bowl. Maybe I should clean it.
Was that the all-staff email that we had last year?
Yeah, yeah,
gotcha, well, gotcha.
But anyway, I don't know if this would make me even angrier. I've seen in there, like on the bowl, like little hair clippings similar to what I can see here.
Do you want me to vomit right now?
And are people like trimming while they're in the work bathroom?
Well, they could be trimming their woohoo.
Well, if it's on that area, like they're kind of sitting there, I don't know what's going on.
I've got a date tonight, mate. I've got to get it done.
Got to get it done. Got to tidy it up.
Obviously forgotten to shave in the bathroom.
Tidy it up.
Use the disabled toilet to do so.
Yeah, so pretty gross. But I posted this on my Instagram and Facey last night because maybe it was normal. But for me, I was like, I was really freaked out by this.
I just don't get how people just can't turn around and clean themselves up.
Yeah, well, after I posted it, I got a phone call from my partner, Bridget, and she said, are you Ryan, the beardiest, hairiest guy I know and live with who constantly leaves our house in a mess, getting on your high horse about other people cleaning the sink?
So do you leave it in the sink at home?
Not like that, no. Not as bad, but I'm definitely not the cleanest person in the bathroom, that's for sure. And Bridget was just like, the irony and hypocrisy that you're calling people out for this is an absolute disaster.
I've got a theory on this.
Go on.
It couldn't get the plug out. The plug was stuck because there's a lot of water in that sink. So I reckon the plug was stuck and he wasn't going to stay there all day to drain the sink. He's got to get to work. Stiff bickies. It was the gym's issue. Now they've drained it and haven't cleaned it.
It was you, wasn't it, Ellis?
Make the move. Hit 92.9. Heidi, Xavier and Ryan.
Xavier, is it fair to say that when there's a moon event or an astrology event, Hides is the first one to get on about it?
Hides the leader of the three of us, so he enjoys the sky and the stars and the moons and all that sort of stuff, which
and
I must admit.
And the stars in your eyes, I'll be there.
Ooh.
That
okay.
was.
Okay.
I must admit, when I pulled out of the house this morning, I did see the moon and I did notice it was a full moon. I didn't know it was a super moon.
Yeah.
Yep.
Super snow moon, actually.
Super snow
Which
moon.
Actually is affecting Xavier Ellis a lot right now, which is why I was so excited to talk.
Well, Hides, I have an ultimatum for you.
They break people, you know, right?
I want to support you and your love and passion for astrology.
Yeah.
And I want you to not only just be passionate about it, but I want you to be Perth's leading, most well-known expert on this topic.
But I'm not. That's the thing. I'm interested in this
stuff. No, I'm here to support that interest.
I'm not a leader.
And I want people to, when they're into moons, go, oh, I'm like Heidi and we can all be part of this together. I want you to be the face of moon passion. It doesn't have to be moon knowledge, just passion.
Okay, because the knowledge someone else gives me and then I relate to it.
Who's giving you that knowledge?
Well, this is the one that I found from the astrologer that I follow over in Native America.
Okay.
Now, I'll give you... Now, to support you in being the face of this campaign,
yeah,
Heidi, I've organized, because it turns out we have digital billboards. Who would have guessed it? So, Zave, I'll give you that bit of paper. And Hides, I'll give you this one here. But Hides, can you read out what it says on the billboard? Here's the deal.
Oh.
Here's the deal.
If you will not put my mobile phone number
on
there.
Read what it says on the thing.
Well, no, because it's got my phone number on there.
Just read the rest of it then.
For more moon news, call me on 04...
5.
All right. Well, here's the proposition. If you want to be the moon news girl of Perth, the face of moon news, then we get to do the billboard and you get to do the segment. Or if you're just not even that passionate about it,
then we'll scrap
the whole lot.
I won't put my number up there because I've had that number for over 10 years.
So you're saying...
Because I'd have to go get a new number if I put it up there.
People just want to talk to you about the moon, mate.
Yeah,
Screw the moon. They just want to connect with you. I like my privacy.
They just want to connect with you.
You can put Real Heidi out there. You can put my email address.
No, I prefer the number. Zave, you prefer the number?
I prefer the mobile.
Yeah. Zave, it sounds like to me that Hyde doesn't actually care that much about wanting to do the moon news.
And the people who also share similar interests. You don't care about
them. Yeah, you don't care about
them. Yeah, stuff them. I hate everyone.
So you're going to stand by it and just scrap it?
Yep, screw you all.
All right, coming up next, something about football from Xavier.
Make the move. Hit 92.9. Heidi, Xavier and Ryan.
Now, Ando, what have we got set up on the Kwinana as we speak?
We've got billboards that are digital and we get rotation between 6 and 9. So all morning, if you're driving along the Kwinana and you're seeing Heidi, Xavier and Ryan with big messages, they're from people of Perth. So do tag us on Instagram and show us.
Absolutely. So we had people calling in for birthdays, wedding, engagements,
jobs,
that sort of stuff. Now, we did have a phone call this morning from a guy called Carl. Now, Carl's joined us again on the phone. Carl, good morning, mate. How are you going?
Morning, mate. How are you?
We're going really, really well. Now, what did you ring for this morning?
Just see if anyone had a cheaper free caravan that I can sort of, you know, do up. As long as it's got a roof, I can sort of do it up and make it livable.
Yeah, because you are indeed homeless at the moment and living, you were in your car and now you're in a sort of a tent car situation. Is that right?
Yeah, I've gone in a rooftop tent, so I've gone up in the world a little bit.
You've gone up in the world, mate. You're absolutely flying.
Now, literally and
you have been, you've been splitting your time between a caravan park for a certain period and then into the bush for a week. Is that right?
Yeah, just because it's so expensive on the caravan site, so just a week free camping and then a week on a site.
And Carl, I know you said this morning, mate, you battled the black dog for a while there and things got pretty tough. So for you to have a caravan this winter would be awesome.
Yes, it would. I mean, I battled the black dog because I was, you know, I'll be honest, I was quite a heavy drinker and it's been 2 years next month since I've had a drink, so.
Oh, good on you, mate. Sober 2 years, mate. Well done.
Now, what we want to do, Carl, is on 13 10 60, there are a lot of old caravans floating around in Perth. I mean, you see them parked at the back of houses that people aren't using.
Mm.
There's one in my street that I'm sure they've never used before, but what do we want to do? 13 10 60, if you've got some form of old housing, a caravan, whatever it is, give us a buzz now, Ryan. We'll give them a shout-out, their business a shout-out.
Yeah, whatever we can do for you, we'll do it. So basically, yeah, if you're a small business, we'd love to give you a shout-out. I'll even make you an ad and we'll play it during our show and stuff if we can do anything like that to help repay it pay it forward to Carl.
So, Carl, how long have you been homeless for, mate?
On and off for about 2 years. Yeah. I had a spell living in the bush for 3 months and, just not dealing with things, really.
And you're back working now?
Yeah, I've just started painting again, things are looking up.
You'd be willing to put money towards a caravan if someone even could give it to you for cheap?
Yeah. I mean, I've been looking around, but the ones, you know, the price I've got and the ones I've been looking at, I just can't sort of, you know, I haven't got the money to spend and do it up. I looked at one yesterday, didn't have a floor in it.
And you've got the skills too. You're not chasing a top of the range, are you? You've got the skills to be able to live in anything. So what we want to do, 13, 10, 60, if you've got some sort of caravan that we can get our hands on, Rye will make you an ad for your business, your company.
yourself.
If you want your own commercial for being a good person, Rye can do that. 131060, give us a call. Let's help Carl out and put a roof over his head in winter.
Make the move. Hit 92.9. Heidi, Xavier and Ryan.
And we are looking for some help for Carl. We were earlier asking what people wanted to put on our billboards that we've got on the Kwinana Highway, and this is what happened.
If anyone's got a free or a cheap caravan, because I was homeless for a while living in the car and I've gone up in the world since, I'm in a rooftop tent now.
What? Carl, are you serious? Where are you living in your tent?
I'm on a campsite at the moment on Coogee, but I sort of live a week on a campsite and a week just camping in the bush.
Are you going well? Like, how's things?
Going okay, yeah. I mean, to be honest, I've struggled with the black dog for quite a while, you know, since my mum passed away. But no, I think things are looking really good.
Well, let's try and get you a caravan as well. Let's put a shout out to Carl.
Do you mind if we put on the billboard, Carl, something like, Carl's homeless, anyone got a caravan available?
That'll be good, mate. Put a sign on the front of the caravan. If the caravans are rocking, don't come a knocking.
So we loved when Carl called through earlier, and then we were just chatting between the three of us and the songs. And we're like, oh, we probably could try a bit harder ourselves and push, because there's a lot of generous people in Perth. And Xavier, you reckon you drive past a lot of caravans that are just sitting out the front of places?
Yeah, and you see the good, like, there's a lot of good ones on the roads and stuff, and that's great. But I also see a lot of ones in paddocks or, you know, out the back of houses. I feel like there are caravans out there people aren't using, and let's be honest, they're not worth a lot of money when they're run down. So.
Well, it's funny you say that, because I was at Griffo's mum and dad's house on Sunday.
Yep.
Now, his parents are great people, very charitable people, and his dad's great with his hands, like he always tinkering on something, building something, and he was out the front working on a caravan that they've had for years. Now, I thought, get the husband on, debrief this with him. Hello, Griffo.
G'day, how are you?
Good. Now, you've heard Carl's story. I know your dad has had this caravan for years and years and years, so I don't even know what kind of condition it is in, whether he would sell it, but what are your thoughts on this?
Well, it's not mine, so I can't say, to be honest.
When was the last time they went camping, Griffo, in it?
Oh, it has been neglected for a while, but I think he's trying to rebirth it, and I think the ambition is that if it... he'll keep it. If it doesn't, he'll get rid of it. So, but yeah, I can't remember the last time they've taken it out. We used to go out when we were kids, so you're sort of talking 20 years ago.
Are the tyres pumped up on it? I might just come around and steal it.
he's just replaced the tyres, actually. Got three new tyres, got the new spare and two
right,
on the axles.
Don't brag too much, because I kind of wanted them to do something charitable with it.
Yeah. I mean, we've put Griffo in a pretty tough spot. Is that fair to say?
Well, I just thought we'd debrief the idea, but he's not given me much.
Well, there's an idea out there in the hemisphere. Yeah. Let's see what else we can
I'll ring your dad later.
Yeah, try him.
Yeah, thanks, Griffo. We've had Sam a call through. Good morning, Sam.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, thanks. Now, you've heard Carl's story?
I have, yeah. Really, yeah, it touched me. So I have this caravan sitting on our block down in Augusta, but it does need work.
Okay, so it needs
how
a bit
much?
Of work, but the roof and stuff is still sitting on there. You could sleep inside it if you did a little bit of work on it?
It would need more than a little bit. Yeah, it's not. I wouldn't sleep in it now. It's been sitting out in a paddock, and it needs the inside redoing.
Needs work.
It needs work.
Yeah, absolutely. You couldn't sleep in it at the moment because it's, you know, had mould in it and that sort of thing from where rain's gotten in, and you know what I mean?
Yeah, right. Well, I'm not sure if you're really selling it to me, Sam, or Carl.
No, but I mean, Carl's
but it's
in
a great
tent.
Offer. Well, why don't we? We'll put you in touch with each other outside of the show.
Yes.
Then Carl can decide for himself.
Get some photos and that sort of stuff.
Get some photos and that kind of thing. But
that was what I was thinking.
Yeah, beautiful.
Yeah.
So good on ya.
I just thought if there's any way, it's a long hike. Too,
yeah.
So I don't know if it's achievable, but it's absolutely free to whoever wants it.
Well, Sam.
The thought that counts.
Yeah, no, you're
Sam.
Very generous, Sam. Thank you so much.
I might grab that address too, Sam. I do holiday down in Augusta a little bit, and sometimes when I might have been at the Augusta pub a little bit too long, M's not always welcoming to get me home, so I might end up in the caravan.
Well, if you do know someone like Sam, you know, like we said, we'll put them in touch with each other. They can work it out. But if there are any other people that you know that own a caravan,
these old crappy ones.
For 2 years he's been out, and you know, he's battled the black dog, like you said, and with alcoholism and stuff like that, and he's been sober for 2 years. Carl sounds like a great guy.
Yep.
131060 if you know someone, or hit us up, Heidi, Xavier, and Ryan.
Make the move. Hit 92.9. Heidi, Xavier and Ryan.
Sam, we were chatting about Married at First Sight yesterday and Gary called through with his thoughts.
It's more like a date a psycho bird, I think. These two fellas are with a bunch of galahs. Like, cheaty wisdom, mate. I'm surprised they're not hooking up with each other.
Well,
that's where I think the bro code comes in, mate. I think Sam should be more upset that you're going to hurt big old Bronson's feelings, you know?
But Sam's a psycho as well, mate.
Yeah, well, they're on roids. What do you expect, mate?
Now, Gary, just dropping bombs. We were like, should we give this guy his own segment?
Should he come on and recap what happened on Married at First Sight last night in Gary's words?
Big Gaz. I enjoyed it. I just have the hand on the dump buddy button ready to go. He might be one that just lets the old F-bomb slide out of the mouth.
Well, I mean, we've never just outsourced a segment to someone else, but we're going to try it. You're right, Dave. I will have my hand on the dump button. We'll have Gaz up next.
Make the move. Hit 92.9. Heidi, Xavier and Ryan.
Married at First Sight. Number one on media TV ratings last night. Yes.
Sure?
Yeah, it hit number one. We are, would we say we're fans of the show? We're not entirely sure. We're addicted, but let's just say we're addicted.
Yep.
We had Gary on the show yesterday, didn't we? And he did call with some interesting information on how he felt that he felt the show was.
It's more like a date a psycho bird, I think. These two fellas are with a bunch of galahs. Like, cheaty wisdom, mate. I'm surprised they're not hooking up with each other.
Well,
that's where I think the bro code comes in, mate. I think Sam should be more upset that you're going to hurt big old Bronson's feelings, you know?
But Sam's a psycho as well, mate.
Yeah, well, they're on roids. What do you expect, mate?
So, Gary, we've got you back for round two, mate, with your own segment. This is a trial. We'll see how you go today, but you want to recap what happened on Married at First Sight last night?
Oh, Struth, you know, like, last night was pretty entertaining, but it's just a build-up for tonight, you know? Like, I think there was just a few clown faces from that psycho blondie Liz.
Psycho blondie.
You know, like, you could get her an Innes, mate, and try and scratch it out, but she'd have to, like, go for a couple of layers of foundation, I reckon, or something. Like, Jesus, mate.
Was the return of Liz, Heidi, was that the big thing last night?
Yeah, and then her and Sam, like, he had genuine shock on his face, didn't he, Gary?
When she
walked into the room.
Yeah, it was pretty sweet, mate. Would have been good if they got caught in the cot together.
You did really want that.
Oh, mate, that would have been on for young and old then. I reckon Liz probably would have jumped in, mate. She's tried to get on Sam every other way.
Now, I must ask, Gary, when the boys caught up for a beer and they started chanting, slam her, slam her, what did you think of that scene?
Oh, yeah, you know, the little Indian fella, you know, he's got to harden up his game a bit, mate. It's pretty clearly. She's been on a bit of a dry run, a bit of a drought in the desert there, so I think he should bring on the rain.
And Mel. And the girls' night got pretty hectic with Liz coming in and a lot of the girls confronting Innes saying, are you having an affair with Sam?
Yeah, mate, I reckon they probably ought to have an affair with Sam, mate. He's a pretty good-looking rooster. but whatever, mate, he's got chicken pox. Everyone should just jump in and go to hospital together or something, you know?
Now, mate, what do you think's going to happen tonight? What are you expecting?
Oh, I hope the boys get it on, mate. I hope the two fellas, the two roid ragers, sort of, you know, get to blows and fisticuffs.
Who wins that fight if the roid ragers got going?
Yeah, I reckon Big Bronson will slap him down myself. yeah, you know, I mean, Sam would probably just let him give him a hit or two, I think, because he knows he's messed up a little bit. But, he's a young rooster, you know.
He's got
the jockey want to jump on the horse, you got to go for it, don't you?
Gary, mate, you've won me over. I was going to say Bronson won the internet last night for reals with his meme that he made of himself. So he was looking out the window because there was, you know, when it was dark and Innes was out on the date with Sam, and then his caption underneath was, I wonder who my wife is with tonight. Like, you know, starlight, star bright. It was very funny. Check it out on our Instagram.
All right, Gary, thanks so much for the recap, mate. We'll be in touch.
Sweet as
That Heidi, Xavier and Ryan catch up was for visit rockingham.com.au.